listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with the great Rowdy Gaines. Thanks for joining us, Rowdy.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.
Now, for our listeners, Rowdy is an Olympian, really scored gold in 1984 Olympics. Gosh, it seems like yesterday, doesn't it, Rowdy?
Oh, thanks a lot, buddy. It does feel like, half of it feels like yesterday, half of it feels like it was 23 years ago.
Well, along the way, 11 world records. What a wonderful career.
Thank you.
You've been the executive director for the USA Swimming Foundation,
right,
which works with the alumni, pioneered the Golden Goggles, which has become a world-class event and a showcase for USA Swimming. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's true. I mean, I was very proud and still am of the foundation and its mission and, you know, what they're trying to accomplish and what we accomplished in the, you know, short four and a half years that I was there. You know, we wanted to try to reach out to more children and make the sport more diverse. Obviously, water safety is a critical issue in our country. And then, you know, child obesity is also a critical issue. So we kind of wrapped our arms around those three different initiatives. And I think we were very successful.
Well, you're talking in past tense. And for our listeners, Rowdy stepped down from that position. He's got a new chapter. And he's going forward and partner with the Lemieux Corporation, the Lemieux Group, to start a new idea, which is called Rowdy's Kids.
Yeah, it's an amazing chapter in my life, Brent. I'm just so proud to be part of the Lemieux company and to be able to start this philanthropic program that we call Rowdy's Kids. I don't know if I like Rowdy as much in there. But
let's talk about the Rowdy's Kids, and this is a series of clinics that you want to do around the country. And you'll show up in different locations. What do you do when you come to a city and you want to talk about swimming?
Well, what's cool about it is we're going to be able to go, first of all, it's going to be all over the country eventually. We're going to start off where we sort of have the hotbeds of a lot of our great distributors out there for the Lemieux Company. And so we'll start, and the Lemieux Company obviously is underwriting all the clinics. So
yeah,
we're going to
make
the clinics available to children ages 6 to 18. They're going to be held on a regular basis. We'll schedule them. And they'll all be held around Rowdy's Kids. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about a minute ago, Brent, when we talked about, yeah, I want to teach the kids technique. Obviously, swimming is, you know, a big part of my life, and I want to give back that technique that I've learned and the knowledge that I've learned to the kids. But much more than that, I want to talk to them about their hopes and their dreams and giving back a little bit about talking about what life is all about with discipline and motivation. I mean, a lot of it sounds a little bit cliche-ish, but it's true. I mean, we have to accept the fact that these kids are not only going to be our next Olympians, but they're going to be our next bosses.
Well, let me ask you this question, Rowdy. Who put the dream in you?
Well, the dream was put in me by, fortunately, I had great parents, man. I mean, my mom and dad, I won three gold medals, and of the three, I gave them all away, and two of them, the three, I gave to my parents because, you know, they were responsible in many ways for my success. Swimming laid the groundwork for me. It really wasn't about the sport of swimming as laying out the groundwork of discipline and dedication, responsibility, and setting goals and teamwork, all those kinds of things I learned through the sport of swimming. So that's what I want to be able to share with them when I go out, you know, into these different communities.
Now, the Lemieux Group financing all this, that's huge. And most of our listeners are probably hearing it of this group, this company, I should say, for the very first time.
Right.
I did a little research.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because you know, obviously, it's a food group, and I think their flagship is a drink, correct?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's a drink. I call it the world's most nutritious, best tasting superfood. It's all natural, and like we were just talking about, it comes from Mother Nature.
Well, that's what's interesting here, because, you know, when people hear what you're saying, they're saying, well, okay, there's another drink on the market, you know, et cetera, et cetera, when you look at some of the ingredients here, I had to take pause because one of the ingredients comes from a sea plant out of the South Pacific, and it's called a Fucordian.
Yep, Fucordian, yep.
And when you think about what things we put in our bodies nowadays, I kind of look at how aspirin was discovered. You know, aspirin came from a willow tree.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's been considered a miracle plant, and it's used every day, and evidently the Lemieux Company was able to extract this. It took, what, 15 years to get this thing perfected?
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's what I think about this, Brent. When people ask me why I made the switch, number one is I believe in the product. I believe it's changed my life. I've been a spokesperson the last year and a half or so. So I started drinking it about a year and a half ago, and it really has changed my life from just drinking it. As far as overall health and wellness, I mean, there's a lot of things I can go into, but generally, it's changed my life from a health and wellness standpoint. And
well, you know, we don't want to turn this into an info commercial.
No.
But the fact is that the financial success of this product is allowing you to go out there and work with kids and follow some of the things that you feel important in your life.
Absolutely.
Well, in the reality of the world is for you to get up, to fly to another place, to sit down and have an opportunity to make an impression on one or multiple people, you need to have, you know, the financial backing, you need to have the support, and it sounds like this whole new scenario is tailor-made for Rowdy's kids.
I think so. I mean, I hope so. I really feel good about it. I feel so strongly about what we're trying to do and what we're going to be doing in the years to come. And, you know, we want to do it right, and we're going to start off in Monroe, Louisiana, you know, in February, and then go to Oklahoma City and Dallas, and we'll right there along that I-20 corridor, and then hopefully we'll be able to spread it out into the entire country.
So if different teams around the country want to have you come in and do these clinics, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Well, rowdieskids.com, and that's with a Z, is going to be up and running at the beginning of the year, and they'll be able to go on that. Right now they can go on the limucompany.com and find out a little bit of information. But we're really just trying to reach out to the clubs, Brent, first. You know, we've already contacted the club system there in Monroe. We're going to do the same thing in Oklahoma City and Dallas, wherever. We haven't even decided where we're going to go yet in Oklahoma City and Dallas. We're just trying to get Monroe under our belt.
Now, is that Rowdy's with apostrophe S or R-O-D?
Nope, it's Rowdy's, no apostrophe, rowdyskidz.com. And that'll be up and running in January.
Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be following you through the year and catch up and see how what kind of momentum you're doing, what kind of impact you're having. But for right now, it's always great talking to you, Rowdy. What a successful swimming career. You did a great job with the foundation, and I'm sure we wish you lots of success going forward with your new venture here.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it, buddy.
This is Brent Rudemiller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.